بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, I have received so many happy new year messages, celebratory messages about the coming new year or the new year which is upon us. I'm in America, so it's still the 31st of December. In other parts of the world, the new year is already here and people are busy congratulating each other about it. The question in my mind is, what are we congratulating ourselves about? Alhamdulillah, somebody sent me a very nice cartoon. It is a picture of our imagination or imaginary the Martians. And one of them is saying to each other, their planet made a full circle around their star and they are celebrating that. The other one says, I told you they're not very intelligent. I think that kind of sums it up. Celebration is or should be or can only be for achievement. Celebration cannot be for the passing of time because that is not in our control anyway. But we have got used to this. We celebrate birthdays, for example. What are we really celebrating when we are celebrating a birthday? The fact that you are 1 year closer to your death? Is that something to celebrate? Or are we really looking at our lives and saying, Alhamdulillah, this is what I achieved in the last 1 year, and my celebration is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for enabling me to do this. And of course, I have a legitimate right to feel happy about that. So, a question to ask is that, what is it that we are celebrating? My brothers and sisters, the important thing in life is to look at ourselves and see what we have sent ahead of us. So as far as the so-called New Year is concerned, the majority of the world perhaps is going to be spending tonight in singing and dancing and drinking and singing Auld Lang Syne and bringing in the new year at midnight. SubhanAllah, there is so much that happens and so much of energy that goes into things which are completely useless and worthless. The people singing and dancing and doing all of that perhaps are not thinking about the number of homeless people who are sleeping that same night on the street, in park benches, on the pavement, shivering in the cold. Some of them will not wake up tomorrow morning because they would have died. Imagine the money you spend in your party, how many homeless people you could have given shelter to, how many homeless people you could have given a hot meal to. It doesn't solve their problem permanently, but at least ask that person, what is the value of that hot meal for that one night? And don't fool yourself into thinking that if you were to experimentally spend one night on the pavement under a few blankets, that you would know the situation of the homeless person. Believe me, the situation of the homeless person has nothing to do with where he or she is sleeping. It has to do with the future that they see for themselves. They are living on the edge of despair. They are living on the edge. They don't have, when they are sleeping on the street, they are not sleeping there with the knowledge in their minds that they have a warm home to go back to. They are sleeping on the street because they have nowhere to go to. So don't fool yourself. Many times people think, oh, you know what? By fasting or by being hungry for a couple of days, I will know what it means to really be hungry, as in the hunger of those who do not have food. They are not hungry by choice. You are hungry by choice. They are not sleeping on the street because they want to sleep on the street. You are sleeping on the street because you want to sleep on the street, thinking that you will understand their situation. You will never understand their situation. May Allah keep you like that. But that does not mean that we are not compassionate. That does not mean that we don't need to understand that situation. So you really want to go and celebrate the new year? Take those people off the street. Give them homes, give them food, give them medical aid, give them shelter, give them a warm bed to sleep in. Do it even if it's for a night. Somebody sent me this beautiful video of this initiative in Toronto where they have a RV, or looks like an RV or something like this, driving down the street, and they're just taking homeless people who are sleeping on the street into their RV, giving them a hot meal and giving them a place to rest for the night. As I said, it's one night. The next night he's back on the street, but alhamdulillah, at least it is one night. And nobody stops us from thinking of ways in which to alleviate their suffering. My brothers and sisters, just think about that. The amount of time and energy and effort and money that we put into watching, just watching games, watching football, watching soccer, watching cricket, watching basketball, watching baseball, watching whatever, just watching games. The amount of time and energy and effort and money that goes into that, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim, that is enough to solve the problem of poverty, global poverty, perhaps permanently. To solve that problem permanently, if we only invest what time, energy, money, and emotion that we put into watching completely useless ball games. I mean, tomorrow, if all of these games disappear from the face of the earth, it would not make one single iota of meaningful difference. Nothing. Zero. Imagine the amount of money we spend on the space program. Go do your research. Look at the numbers. Don't take my word for it. I'm not even talking about religion and so on. I'm not saying spend the money, build masajid. No, don't build masajid. We have enough masajid. Build schools. Build places of knowledge. Amount of money that goes into cancer research, the amount of money that goes into the space program is far, far less than the amount of money that goes into promoting ball games. I'm not even talking about the amount of money that goes into the creation, manufacture, and the promotion of weapons of mass destruction. That is humongous. That is ballistic. There is no comparison whatsoever. And then ask yourself, if you are spending $1 zillion in death and you are spending a minuscule bit of that in life, then why are you surprised that you are facing a world where there are more people suffering directly or indirectly than there are people living in peace and harmony? We get what we pay for. We get what we pay for. We are paying for suffering. We are paying for death. We are paying for destruction. And we are getting that. My submission to you is, on this New Year's Eve, believe me, you did nothing for this year to happen. But what you can do is for the next year to be far, far, far superior than the present year. And what must you do? Invest in positive stuff. Invest in alleviation of suffering. Invest in goodness. Invest in helping people. And speak out against all things which are negative, which are destructive, which are detrimental. I remind myself and you about the hadith of Rasulullah. He said that if there are people traveling in a boat, if the people on the lower deck make a hole in the side of the boat to get water and the others don't stop them, then the whole boat will sink and everybody will perish. This planet of ours is the boat. It is a boat. It is the only boat we have. And I don't care how many nation states we have divided ourselves into. I don't care how many lines we have drawn on maps to keep us apart from each other. I don't care how many boundaries we have created, whether these boundaries are based on religion or gender or nationality or color or race or economic difference. The fact is, every single one of us is on the same boat. There is no other boat. And if somebody is making a hole in the side of that boat for whatever reason, if the others don't stop that person, then the whole boat will sink and everybody will perish. So my New Year message is, stop people making holes in the side of your boat because you are on that boat. If you don't want to sink, stop the one who is trying to sink the boat. I don't care who it is. I don't care in what name they are doing it. I don't care what their ideology is. I don't care what their logic is. A hole in the boat will sink the boat. I think this is not so difficult to understand. So please, stop celebrating the fact that your planet made a full circle around your star. You had nothing to do with that. Start doing something which you can truly celebrate. And remember, as Mother Teresa said, if you can't feed 100 people, feed one. Do what you can do. That is why I want to share with you my motto in life. I will not allow what is not in my control to prevent me from doing what is in my control. It is in my control and it is in your control to spread goodness around yourself. Not the whole world, not the whole country, not the whole city, not the whole town, not the whole community, not the whole locality, not the whole neighborhood. Your circle. Right around you, maybe one person, maybe two, three, four. Do what you can do to spread goodness around yourself. And then inshallah, it is truly a means of celebration, a reason to celebrate. That alhamdulillah, we did some good to somebody. Now brothers and sisters, do not allow what is happening in the world to discourage you. Consider it and think of it like a gym. A gym is beneficial because we work out against resistance. If there was no resistance, we would get no benefit. But remember, the first sign of benefit is pain. If your muscles start working, you will feel pain. Don't let the pain discourage you. Don't let the pain stop you from working. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah gave you difficulties. I thank Allah that Allah gave me difficulties as collectively. Wallahi, Allah has not given me any difficulty at all. I'm just saying, He has given me a heart which bleeds for others. I think that's probably some level of difficulty. So our point is that this is, alhamdulillah, it's very good. I could have had a dead heart. You could have had a dead heart. It makes no difference to you what happens to anybody. Alhamdulillah, we are not like this. So thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. But do not allow that to discourage you. Do not allow that to lead you to a place where there is no hope. There is always hope as long as there is life. As long as you are alive, you have a mission. And that mission is to help other people. How do I know if my job is done? If you are alive, it's not done. So I repeat, I will not allow what is not in my control to prevent me from doing what is in my control. This is my gift to you for the new year. Not to celebrate the fact that the last year has gone, because we have nothing to do with that, but to prepare for the year coming ahead, so that at the end of those 12 months, we will be able to say to ourselves, Alhamdulillah, I made a difference to someone. وَصَلَى اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَةُ